The Science of Service podcast, The Golden Opportunity of Black Box Tech, 17th May 2024, by Elementary Content Team. Episode 6 of The Science of Service podcast begins by revisiting some of our favorite mighty client sites. By Ian Ellison, Workplace Geeks. Listen to episode 6 now. From facilities management to facilities transformation. As we approach the end of the podcast series, Chris and I are in a reflective mood. If the science of service is the banner to showcase Mighty's drive towards facilities transformation, what have we learnt? What are the implications for the future? What parts of our adventure have stood out the most? A lot has happened in the world since the start of the project. Geopolitical dynamics have changed, economic and climate pressures continue to mount. The hybrid working debate is now firmly post-pandemic, and digital technology advances at pace. Generative opportunities. When we began planning the series, awareness about generative AI was beginning to ripple outwards from Silicon Valley. Some critics flagged the risks of putting faith in technology, whose black box functionality, its mysterious ways of working, can only ever be partially understood. Yet advocates broadcast AI's benefits for many facets of modern life, including work, education, and healthcare. While this debate continues, it seems like most progressive organizations are either already using AI or exploring its uses. Before the pandemic drew attention elsewhere, business concerns centered around the impacts of automating operational work. So, while the advances in generative AI began many years ago, the current focus has shifted to include even more complex managerial tasks. Is this exciting or of concern? On location with Mighty Episode 6 of the Science of Service podcast, presented by me, Ian Ellison, and my Workplace Geeks co-host Chris Moriarty, begins by revisiting some of our favorite Mighty client sites. We've seen the sustainable technology of ground source heat pumps deployed on an epic scale at Lloyds Banking Group's Halifax headquarters building. We've witnessed security data fueling Real Estate Management UK's control center intelligence deep in the heart of London landmark, The Shard. We've learnt how the app-based ability to order a barista-brewed coffee, piping hot with a personal touch, has transformed workplace experience at Royal London. We've heard how smart work management applications at John Radcliffe Hospital, Oxford, have made a difference to both patient experience and health outcomes. And yes, Chris, just for you, we've finally met those shiny, mighty robots. Tech plus people, not just different, but better. But robots, in all honesty, are just the tip of the technology iceberg when it comes to Mighty's future aspirations. Perhaps it's all that humanoid-heavy clip art on social media skewing perceptions, because it's actually data, and our increasingly sophisticated analytical computing power to drive insights from it, that is the real transformative hero here. This runs through the digital plumbing described by Mighty's Chief Technology and Information Officer, Sijo Joseph. Echoing this sentiment, Mighty's data director, Dan Blake, reminds us that it isn't only generative AI that will transform workplaces. It's AI combined with vast quantities of often unstructured data and computational power. If there's one recurring theme we've seen in every episode of the Science of Service podcast, it's that technology plus people equals not just different, but better. There's one piece of clip art that gets this just right. Michelangelo's The Creation of Adam, where one of the hands now belongs to a robot. It says a lot. As pointed out by Mighty's Chief Marketing Officer, Maria Wynn, we need both machines and humans for the foreseeable future. Rhetoric or reality? But what does this mean for the vast FM sector workforce? Will they embrace this transformational change? Mighty's Chief People Officer, Jasmine Hudson, views the situation optimistically. It's one rich with learning and development opportunities. At the helm of a technology-backed workforce, Jasmine stands firmly committed to a team-focused, values-based workplace. I wondered out loud, in my first blog, whether the science of service was clever facilities management rhetoric or a true reflection of the sector's transformation. To conclude the series, let's defer to Mighty CEO. I think science and service was a good juxtaposition of two words that don't always go together, but really captured in our imagination what it is we were trying to do. And do you know what? I think they really have.